So we're underway then in the women's 3,000 metre final. And this is an event in which Birmingham achieved a bronze medal in last year. And currently sitting in third place is Marisa Haynes. Marisa qualified through this final, although she was beaten by about a 100 metre gap by Jennifer Walsh, the student from Durham University, who we spoke to after that race. It's Eleanor Kirk, though, who won her semi-final. Who's out in front? We've got 10 laps to go. And Victoria Walker then is behind her in just in ninth place then. Jennifer Walsh, it's her birthday today. She's 22 and it's her first time running indoors. Quite a bit faster, gapping Jen Walsh by nearly 50 metres. The news though is that Marisa Haynes is catching up Jennifer Walsh, who beat her in the semi-final by a good distance. But in the 3,000 metres, a new race is a new race. It's all about how you run it. It's completely different. And Marisa Haynes is definitely closing now on Jen Walsh in the white and purple strip of Durham. She's being cheered on enthusiastically. Number 865, Victoria Walker, still doing well. It's a really tough race on these athletes. We speculated that Jen Walsh might have tired herself out yesterday, running such a hard race, she could have afforded to ease off then. Definitely closing now as we go through. 5 laps to go. This is a really strong battle then shaping up in the first of these finals here on Sunday. There's a chance of a medal for Birmingham. She's visibly moving quicker now. There'll be 3 laps to go when we pass the finish line. Just coming around the bend now, putting a lap on some of the other slower runners. Marisa's now right behind. She's gritting her teeth. 3 laps to go, cheered on again. Tall, blonde figure of Marisa Haynes right there, waiting, poised on the shoulder as we go into the bend with just 2.5 laps to go, the last 500 metres. I think Jennifer Walsh is trying to stay confident, trying to stay calm. 1.5 laps to go. Eleanor Kirk is on the other side of the track. She's already heard the bell and she sprints off into the distance. But it's all about silver and bronze. Jennifer Walsh, she beat Haynes by 100 metres in the semi-final, but it's going to be oh so close. Marisa Haynes, what does she have left? Here we go, we hear the bell. Jennifer Walsh, have you left anything for this last lap? Laura Riches was outkicked last year in the final lap. It's Jennifer Walsh. They're about to put a lap on Victoria Walker of Birmingham. Jennifer Walsh kicking now. Marisa Haynes still with her. Will she have anything left? The gap's now 2 metres. Is it going to be bronze for Marisa Haynes or is it going to be silver? But Jennifer Walsh pushing for home. Eleanor Kirk with a gold. Jennifer Walsh with a silver. But a fantastic bronze medal for Marisa Haynes. So first of all, Marisa, congratulations, a fantastic bronze medal.
Thank you.
You must have known from the heat, the semi-final yesterday, that both girls in front of you, Ellie Kirk and Jennifer Walsh, were really strong. Certainly, Jennifer, in your semi-final really gapped you quite a lot. So going into it, were you confident? How did you feel going into it?
I think I kind of knew we'd be the top three. I just wasn't sure sort of what order. I mean, yesterday I just kind of enjoyed using as little energy as possible and let Jen run off. And I was closing down her all the time today, and she just got away from me, but I'm still pleased.
I did wonder whether she'd raced too hard yesterday, but she was close. But at the end of it, are you just happy to have a medal?
Yeah, and I'm really pleased because I think I ran a PB even compared to outdoors, so because I've not done indoors before. So I was really pleased about that. So yeah, I did enjoy it. I think it'd be tempted to come back next year.